This episode, we look at Nina Olson's role after retirement from the Taxpayer Advocate Service. Plus, I am going to give some updates on what developments I have been working on recently. Thank you for tuning in.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I am your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
To begin this episode, I am turning to Nina Olson and a recent posting she made for the American Bar Association section of taxation on one of their listservs. Following her retirement from the Taxpayer Advocate Service on July 31st, 2019, she started an organization called the Center for Taxpayer Rights. Now, Nina Olson is the executive director of that organization, and she wanted to give an update on the Center for Taxpayer Rights. So she said, in the week since her retirement, the Center for Taxpayer Rights has been birthed. We've submitted our 501c3 application, are working on our website, and generally going about business in a startup mode. There are several aspects to the center, including organizing and convening the 5th International Conference on Taxpayer Rights in Pretoria, South Africa in 2020. But today I want to share with you one of the center's initiatives that relates directly to pro bono and low-income taxpayer clinics. The center is establishing a low-income taxpayer clinic support center. We envision this center will support and assist LITCs in accomplishing their mission. To do this, we will establish an LITC advisory board to advise us on the type of support or research activities LITCs can benefit from, including the development of training for new volunteers or conducting surveys to determine the needs of low-income taxpayers, or providing technical assistance, either in matters of law or regarding operational matters. But I have some particular concerns that I would like the center to address, based on my experience at CTLP and as the person overseeing the IRS LITC grant program for the last 14 years. Many worthy clinics, particularly those in rural areas or small LITCs that serve vulnerable populations, have a difficult time raising matching funds, whether in cash or in kind. In many rural areas, there are few tax lawyers who can volunteer their time. Now, she mentions Keith Fogg is the center's president, that he has been trying to help match up rural clinics with attorneys at larger urban law firms, but Keith is busy with his day job. So she goes on to say, one initiative the support center will eventually undertake is to create a nationwide network of volunteer attorneys so that rural and small LITCs can have pro bono volunteers, thereby expanding their ability to serve taxpayers and generating in-kind match, making them eligible for a larger IRS grant. Similarly, we know that many LITCs have difficulty identifying sources of funding for their activities. Some of the problem is that a small, single LITC might not be able to get the attention of a regional or national foundation. We think the support center can play a role here, submitting an umbrella grant proposal for an initiative addressing a particular issue, say taxes and domestic violence, and act as a conduit to distribute grant funding to several LITCs. Maybe the center can arrange a virtual meet and greet between foundation officials and LITCs so the LITCs can sensitize the foundations to the good work you are doing and the issues you address. Finally, the center can assist LITCs by providing training to its volunteers, also counting as an in-kind match, and conducting on-site assistance visits, working with staff and management to improve the operations of LITCs. But we don't want to duplicate efforts that already exist, such as the great work the American Bar Association tax section is doing. We plan to work in partnership with all those out there and just fill gaps or supplement what is already being done. And I said we will listen to the LITC Advisory Board. We want the Advisory Board to have representatives of academic, legal aid, and community-based LITCs, as well as new and mature LITCs. So she gives information if you want to be considered for serving on the Advisory Board. Her email is neo at taxpayer-rights.org. If you are contacting her to describe your program, your experience, and what you think you could bring to the LATC Advisory Board. But also she mentions their first effort to assist LATCs in generating matching funds. As part of this center's initiative to support and enhance the LATC community, she contacted Kara Griffith, the president and CEO of Tax Analysts. They have agreed to provide LITCs with free subscriptions to tax notes, federal and state, which gives LITCs access to daily tax news and to access the extensive Tax Analysts research library. That in-kind contribution can be used toward matching funds and may enable some LITCs who have difficulty raising matching funds in hard cash to increase their request for funding from the IRS by the amount of the contribution. If they are interested, they should email info@taxpayer-rights.org, giving the name of the LITC and giving the email address for the appropriate contact person to receive the subscription. The center will then forward the list to tax analysts and provide them with the amount of the in-kind donation. Once several LITCs have signed up, Tax Analysts has generously offered to conduct training sessions for LITCs so they can better utilize that important resource. She ends with, "So folks, there you have it. We are underway, kind of." At this point, I want to salute Nina Olson for her continued work with the low-income taxpayer clinic community and supporting us in such extensive ways. Nina could easily have stopped working with the tax community after her retirement from the Taxpayer Advocate Service, but she continues to assist and support the low-income taxpayer clinic community. And so as much as I can, I want to thank her on behalf of the clinic community for all of her great ways for assisting and supporting us through the years, but especially continuing now into the future, when, frankly, she does not have to do anything at this point in her retirement, but it is greatly appreciated. So next, I am going to turn to some brief items. This episode may not be as long as other episodes because just this week has been quite busy for me. So in essence, I'm going to talk through several things that I have been working on recently to let you know what is going on. For one, there is a trivia night coming up next month for Kansas Legal Services. Last year, we did a trivia night at one location where that was promoted as a rivalry between our two Kansas law schools. This year, we are replicating that in several locations throughout the state, so there will not just be the rivalry between local law schools, but our Kansas City office is hosting our own trivia night, promoting a friendly rivalry between Wyandotte and Johnson counties, getting the bar associations involved, and so on. So that is taking up a good amount of attention within our local office. Also, I am involved with the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative. I want to give a spotlight to that on a later episode, or actually a couple episodes, but just to let you know, I am involved in one of three panels going on at the upcoming San Francisco American Bar Association Fall Tax Meeting coming up at the beginning of October. With the initiative, I am part of a group that is planning the low-income taxpayer representation workshop at the beginning of December in Washington, D.C. Following the workshop is the low-income taxpayer clinic conference that we will be doing a panel presentation there as well. So those initiatives take quite a bit of planning. I wrote an article on low-income taxpayer clinics for the American Bar Association Tax Times for their summer edition, but Aaron Stearns and I co-authored an article on the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative that will come out in the fall issue of the Tax Times. I continue working with the procedurally taxing blog site, writing on the designated orders from the United States Tax Court, and editing is underway on the effectively representing your client before the IRS for the 8th edition. That the 7th edition is in print, but we are working on revisions for the 8th edition. Those will be submitted later this year for editing next year and eventual publication. So this variety of work continues apace. The CDP Summit Initiative and other items that I am working with. I have speaking engagements coming up for the Washburn and KU Law School student organizations. I will be speaking throughout Kansas to promote the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic, especially in October, but also into November. We have tax court coming up in October in Kansas City and Wichita. We are planning a tax court settlement day for October 12. And I am trying to work with local VITA organizations to better promote the cooperation between the VITA and LITC organizations. That is part of a group within the low-income taxpayer clinic community trying to build better coordination with VITA sites throughout the country. And I do want to give an update on the taxpayer advocacy panel. I was contacted by the taxpayer advocacy panel with a statement saying that I was not selected. In the email, it said, "Thank you for applying to this position with the IRS. Although we found you to be among the best qualified applicants for this announcement, we regret to inform you that another candidate was selected for this position." So I was disappointed at first, but looking at everything else on my plate and as busy as things have been recently, I can accept that and move on, that I have enough to focus on at this point. So I thank you for tuning in. I do want to report on further of my initiatives in the future, but I thought the focus on Nina Olson was too great an opportunity to miss to let you know that Nina is working on great things for the low-income taxpayer clinic community, and I want to support her in all of the initiatives that she does to help us in the future. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic Program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.